Brooklyn's Radio Surrey News Review for Friday the 29th of September. A look at the local news in Surrey this week. I'm Graham Laycock, and the Surrey Advertiser News Desk is journalist Shuaib Shafi to discuss this week's local news stories. And first, a look at this week's headlines. And in fact, the news itself has shrunk. The Surrey Advertiser's gone compact with a new format. There's controversial plans for speed cameras on the A3 and a petition to save the Weybridge Walk-in Centre. All these stories and more this afternoon, as I'm joined by Shuaib. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Graham.
How are you today?
Very well, thank you. Very well indeed.
All right, welcome along to your first go on the news review. Good to have you along. And yes, well, when I picked up my Surrey Advertiser today, I thought, honey, they've shrunk the newspaper.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a big week for us here at the Advertiser. We've obviously gone to a compact format, or a tabloid as it's known in the industry. But it's so it's a big week for us. We've got a big history, being a broadsheet. But I think we've decided the time has come to change and go compact.
Yeah, I must admit, I found it this morning much easier to handle, actually. And it does feel like there's more news in it, actually. I mean, obviously, you've presumably doubled the number of pages or whatever to half the size of them.
That's right. What we've done is we've got more news. We've got some new features, including a nostalgia page, and we've got 8 pages of puzzles. So if you like your puzzles, we've got lots of those. And we'll also have all the usual stuff, the news and sport.
And I noticed the popular letters pages are now 4 pages, over 4 pages rather than 2 as well. So we're not losing out on content, are we?
No, if anything, we're gaining more content.
All right, well, we look forward to that continuing then. Let's go on to this next story now. There's the first of our primary school class of 2017 published.
That's right. We've got a special pull-out souvenir edition of all the primary schools in Guildford, Waverley and Woking. And we've got the school picks. So if you've got a kid who's going to start their school life, and they should be in the paper. So it's a lovely pull-out, lots of photos. If Runnymede and Elmbridge and Spelthorne will be in next week's paper. So if you've got a child going to a school in those boroughs, hang on for next week, get next week's copy, and you should get to see your child in the paper.
Right, jolly good. Good souvenir there. Now let's turn to the A3, and there's controversial plans to put speed cameras. I thought there were a few there already, but obviously there are going to be more.
Well, we've got static speed cameras, I think, simply take your speeds at any given point. But what they're thinking of introducing, Highways England, this is to have average speed cameras. Now, these take your speed over a certain period of time. It could be up to a mile. And what they do is they take them at 3 separate occasions and give you an average. And they use state-of-the-art technology, so they actually read your number plate. So this is something that Highway England are considering bringing to the A3 in and around Guildford.
Right, yes. So, because they use these sort of cameras when there are roadworks, don't they, and motorways and so on, and narrow lanes do. You know, the speed's gone down to 50 miles an hour, and they make sure, on average,
throughout the
roadworks, you're doing that. Right, I suppose it stops people slowing down for the cameras and then speeding up straight away.
Yes, that's, I think, one of the problems. Whenever you see a speed camera, you slow down, and then as soon as the speed camera's gone, you speed up again. And I think that's what they're trying to stop.
Yeah, okay, well, we'll watch that one with interest. Now, of course, we had the devastating fire of the hospital here in Weybridge earlier in the year, and, of course, there's talk about what's going to be rebuilt, and there's a petition, I see, to save the Weybridge Walk-in Centre.
Yeah, as you know, the Walk-in Centre at the Weybridge Hospital also has 2 GP practices and other NHS services, and obviously when that got burnt down in July... So at the moment, patients are being referred to St. Peter's Hospital or Woking. But there's been a petition now started to try and retain the services in Weybridge for those people who don't have access to their cars. Because it's quite a way to go, really, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. And I know also Ashford Walk-in Centre has taken some of the load as well. But again, that's some way to go. So I guess that it's all to do with plans for the future there when they do the rebuilding.
That's right. At the moment, the petition's got 1,700 signatures. And North West Surrey Clinical Commissioning Group have said that they're still planning what the future will look like for services in the area. So I think this is something which will
So no definite yes there, is there? No, no.
No, I think it's still very much up in the air.
Yeah, I have. I understand that they're going to hopefully shortly, I think in October, introduce some temporary accommodation to bring the GPs back. Because they've been moved over to Wharton Hospital temporarily, so at least the GPs will be back.
Yes, it's not an ideal situation, but obviously when you've had something as big as the fire that we had, it's going to take some time to get services back.
Right, okay, well I'm sure, again, we'll be keeping an eye on that petition as it goes forward. And we've got another petition now, this time to protect fire services in Spelthorne. There's been an ongoing controversy, hasn't there, over combining fire stations over there.
That's right. So back in 2014, the council agreed to close Sunbury and Staines fire stations and replace them with a £3.7 million base in Ashford. Now, they've said that that Ashford base will only have, won't have two full-time crews. And the only option the council were considering is whether to have a part-time crew or not. And obviously the campaigners are very much against this idea, saying that the services or safety of the public is being put at risk. So another petition, this one being signed by 2,500 people, was handed to the council's cabinet meeting on Tuesday. So it's a very hard issue to solve, because the council have said that they're under financial pressure to reduce the cover, but at the same time, the public safety is at risk.
That's right, and time counts in all these occasions, and of course, traffic being what it is in Spelthorne and North Surrey generally, it does take a while even for the emergency vehicles to get somewhere, doesn't it?
It does, yes, and if you've only got half a crew, or rather a part-time crew, then that obviously becomes even worse. So I think this is, again, an ongoing issue, and I think the campaigners are going to continue their fight.
I'm sure they are. Now, a man's been jailed for knocking over a teacher.
This is an astonishing story. It was caught on CCTV, and you can see the video on our website, getsurrey.co.uk, and we've actually got it screenshots in the paper as well. A teacher was run over by a Mr. Rainer Spuman, who's been jailed for 10 months at Guildford Crown Court. It's an astonishing footage. There's a teacher standing outside a school gate, and it's not entirely clear what he's doing, but he's obviously directing traffic of some sort, and a car literally runs him over, and he's on the bonnet for a while, and then he falls off. It's quite a shocking footage.
Yes, I've seen it, and I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it's a bit odd, because it's not entirely clear what the teacher was doing. And to be fair, he did sit on the bonnet of the car initially, and that's caused a little bit of controversy as to who was to blame. Obviously, you can't condone the actions of the driver, which obviously he's been jailed for. But it is very, very shocking to see.
Indeed, especially in a school setting, of course.
Yes, well, it happened at Winston Churchill School, and Mr. Showman is from Woking, so it really, it's a horrible incident, and there are two school children, actually, nearby, and who saw the whole thing. It is quite horrible.
Yes, weren't there a couple of children on bikes that had to stop when all this was going on? Yeah.
Yes, well, he's been jailed for 10 months, so...
Right.
Just shows you if you really need to control your temper while you're in the car.
I know people sometimes, yes, just lose all control, don't they?
Especially outside schools. I think school parking is always a very frustrating time, isn't it?
Indeed, yeah.
But you can't go around doing that.
Mm. Now, a Godalming student rescued someone falling onto the train tracks at Godalming Station. That's quite dramatic, isn't it?
This is a very dramatic story, yeah. Toby Taplin, who had an epileptic fit, or an epileptic seizure, I think is the correct term, on Tuesday morning while at Godalming Station. And he actually fell onto the track and was rescued by two other passengers, Paul Cooksey and Mr. Gregory Mahoney, who actually managed to get down onto the track and help lift him back off before a train came. He did sustain some injuries, but he is very grateful to those who saved his life, really.
Amazing, yes, and just in time as well, very quick acting.
Yeah, so he actually fell off towards the front end of the platform, and had he been at the other end, I think police have said that he may not have survived because there was an oncoming train.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been time. Yeah.
No, that's right. So, it's a lucky escape.
And well done to those people for coming to his assistance swiftly. Yes. We're not real much concerned for their own safety. Really, courageous.
They put themselves, they put the poor gentleman to the... the front of their mind and saved him. It was a wonderful
right
sort of community work.
Indeed, well, a really nice uplifting story to end on this week.
Indeed, yeah.
Anyway, thank you very much, Hugh, for taking us through the news.
Wonderful.
And we wish the Surrey Advertiser every success with its new compact or tabloid format, whatever you'd like to call it. Okay then, we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yeah, look forward to it. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been Brooklyn's Radio News Review with Graham Laycock. I'm from the Surrey Advertiser, Shuaib Shafi. And you can hear the Surrey News Review every Friday at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Brooklyn's Radio. It's compiled by the Surrey Advertiser, and you can keep up to date at getsurrey.co.uk.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.